Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, side jobs designed to bring in a little money that could turn into entrepreneurial ventures, and the small business that teaches big bouncers how to be peacemakers in order to avoid lawsuits. Well, as you probably know from experience, it can be tough to have cash left over for saving and splurging after the bills are paid. But thankfully, there are ways to bring in extra money that don't require much time or work, or school for that matter. Personal finance reporter Janelle Marte at The Washington Post has some examples. Janelle, set this up.
We spend money in small amounts, right? You know, dinner out here, or, you know, drinks here, concert, whatever it might be. And so earning money little by little can also make a difference. And, you know, one of the ways that I found the most appealing, or perhaps the lowest, that would require less hassle, is to rent out your stuff. So basically, if you rent out your stuff, and, you know, through apps and websites, it's easy to make money off of your things while you're not using them, right? So if you have a car, for example, you sit at a desk for 8 hours a day and that car might not be used. Well, you could make it possible to let other people pay you to use the car by the hour, you know, at times, or maybe on the weekend for by the day during the time that you're not going to be using it. Yeah. And you can bring in some extra money, right?
You know, I thought what was interesting about your list was that there's no need for new skills. You know, you don't have to go out and train for something else.
Right. I was trying to focus this post in a way that we would say, like, hey, what are some of the things that you could do that are very simple? You know, what are some of the ways to make money off of your stuff? Or, you know, ways to monetize the things you already know, right? You know, we're not talking here about career change or, you know, finding a full-on second job. I wanted to look for ways that, like, were approachable and that almost anyone could do.
All right. So you also point out take on a tenant.
Yeah. So, you know, this one is not that different. You've heard this before. For sure, if you have an extra room that maybe right now is just sort of an office or a playroom, but you're not really using it that much, you might as well clean it up, put in a futon or put in a bed, and have it make it into a place that you can make money off of by either renting it out through Airbnb from time to time, right? You know, you could have people come in and join you for the weekend or for however long, or just take on a roommate. I know I did that one time. I realized, like, okay, I'm not really using this office, right? So, you know, I had a friend move in. You know, there are different ways that you can do it, but that's going to cut down on your biggest expense, which is your rent. So if you're comfortable taking on a roommate, or if you're comfortable just having someone come in from time to time and you being a host, you know, it depends on what you really want or what you're okay with.
Thanks, Janelle. Janelle Marte, personal finance writer at The Washington Post. Coming up next, a small business teaches big bouncers. Everyone knows that business is all about numbers. Consider the numbers the state of Michigan can offer your business, like being a top 10 pro-business state, or 2,000, the number of unnecessary regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years, and 6, Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climate, which all adds up to the one state that has all that and more, Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
The new thinking among beefy bouncers these days, more calmness, less punching. It's a story from the Wall Street Journal. It profiles a guy named Robert Smith, who runs an etiquette school for bouncers, training the men and women who serve on the front lines of bars and clubs. Instead of intimidating rowdy patrons and tossing out troublemakers, bouncers today need to do their jobs with a bit more finesse, mostly to prevent bar owners from getting sued. As part of his 16-hour course, Mr. Smith shows a photo of a man's bloodied face after he had been rammed headfirst into a door by bouncers carrying him out of a club by his arms and legs. The man won nearly $1 million in a lawsuit. His rules of thumb, never underestimate your opponent. Take any grievances outside if possible. And third, be nice. Since putting its bouncers through Mr. Smith's paces 4 years ago, the Cloakroom, a strip club in Washington, D.C., has seen a 70% drop in its security staff using force. Reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, whether it's, say, iTunes or perhaps SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, send me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.